Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. If you do not follow me on Instagram, first of all, why not? At Jess Pennelly, shameless plug. Second of all, you wouldn't have seen, I am back in Sydney. I've been here for, I think, like 5 days now. I can't stay away. I know. Quick little trip. I'm loving Sydney. And for all of you that were listening when I was here in February, I stayed nearly 5 weeks and it was just, I don't know, it brought out my creative side. So I'm just back here. I go home in a few days. I'm here with a friend and it's been really nice. I love Bondi. I could live in this Bondi bubble forever. It's amazing. And I have the cutest space that I'm staying in at the moment as well. So it's been good. I have been smashing out a whole lot of work. I said this last time I was here, but I just felt this huge surge of creativity and inspiration when I was in Sydney and I landed and I just felt like I got all these signs from the universe that this is a good place for me to be at the moment. And I would stay longer, but I do have a good friend of mine's wedding, another wedding to attend in a couple of weeks. I am excited for that. But yeah, we will see what happens. But I'm here in Sydney. It is currently 5:47 p.m. I'm going to watch the sunset after this. I've actually been waiting for a couple of hours to record for you all, but there has been construction going on. Like the only day that I really need to record anything significant, of course there's construction, right? But it's stopped now, fingers crossed. I mean, it's been stopped for nearly an hour, so I think we're going to be safe. But I thought I would record this before sunset and then I have a call to get on. And I need to remind you all, before we get into the juicy part of today's episode, Woman Up Monthly, my membership platform, is open for enrollment for April. I just hosted the very first live masterclass today for all the wonderful ladies, and this month's topic is on purpose. And I kind of have, for this year, going into the new year for Woman Up Monthly, at the beginning of the year, I structured Woman Up Monthly very differently. So each quarter of the year will be a whole new, I guess, vibe, a different way of looking at what we are learning. So from January to March, it was the renewal era, and now this is the growth era. And it's really based on mindset and knowledge and up-leveling your mindset. So yes, the topic of April is purpose, and I'm really, really excited to bring this topic because it's something I've wanted to speak about and share my knowledge and, yeah, teach and coach on for a long time. But I always need to feel that I'm ready, that I'm applying what I'm teaching, and that the resources that I give you are appropriate, right? And they're going to work. But Woman Up Monthly, if this is the first time you're hearing of it, it's a membership platform. Every month you get access to live masterclasses, video trainings, exclusive podcast episodes. So if you are an avid listener of the Jessica Pennelly Podcast, you are definitely going to want to join because you get an exclusive episode each month, which means in total, you will get access to 5 podcast episodes. And I share a lot with you all here on the podcast. This is really my safe space. And I think anyone who's followed the podcast for a while will kind of notice this transition of vulnerability and being really raw and really honest with you all. And I kind of take that up a notch in Woman Up Monthly. I give you the nitty gritty, like legitimate, very personal stories, things that are happening in real time, right? And I do that to really give that extra connection to my Woman Up Monthly members. So you get that. You get guided meditations, which everyone loves, including myself. I listen to my own guided meditations because, yes, they are that good. They are that good. They're visualization meditations, so it really helps you get into the zone. And you also get access to group coaching calls. And every few months, I do give the option to have a one-on-one call with me at no extra cost whatsoever. I just offer that every so often to the members instead of a group coaching call. Plus, you get to be a part of the highest vibe community of like-minded women. I love I love all of the women in Woman Up Monthly. They mean so much to me and I appreciate them so much. And I know that if you listen to the podcast or you consume any of my content, you'll love this. And if you have kind of been sitting on the fence as well of one-on-one coaching with me, this is a good teaser/taster of what you are to get. Now, FAQ, you can cancel at any time and it works out at less, like way less than $2 a day. I think specifically it's like $1.10 per day. And I created Woman Up Monthly because I noticed as I was developing myself as a woman, I was getting very overwhelmed and very flustered with the amount of resources and where to go and how to access it. And everything seemed all over the place, right? This is a hub. This keeps everything in a nice, neat, safe space for you and easily accessible at any time. I have had people say to me, oh, I'm super busy. I don't know if it's like the right thing for me. I'm a busy woman. Have you seen my Google Calendar? It's insane. And that is exactly why I created Woman Up Monthly, because it is for busy women. It is for women that are like, I'm going to set aside this time to put into me, invest into me, and it's there at any point in time. There is a Facebook page you become a part of, but I, this year, end of last year, created the Woman Up Monthly platform. So even, I have had this question, even if you do not have Facebook, everything is available on that platform. So you do not miss out. So don't let that be a deterring factor like, oh, I don't have Facebook, I can't get it. No, you have access to everything on the platform. So the link will be in the show notes below. Come join us. The enrollment does shut for April at the end of this week. I am still unsure whether I will open it back next month or I'll take another 2 months to open enrollment again. So now's the time. And you get instant access. It's not dripped access. You get instant access to 9+ months already worth of content. So much content at different appropriate times. I had one of the members message me the other day and they said, Jess, I just rewatched one of your video trainings from October on money mindset because it was appropriate to what I needed to learn right now. So this is what I'm saying. It's not just my coaching approach isn't band-aid, this will fix you once and that's it. It's meant to be utilized for the rest of your life. So come join us in Woman Up Monthly. I would love to have you and I know all of the women would as well. And any questions, just slide into my DMs on Instagram. But let's get into today's episode. And today's episode is really inspired by a coaching call I had with one of my one-on-one private clients today. And we spoke about a range of things and something that really stuck with me that I wanted to share with you all and kind of have you ponder on and think about is the idea of the emotions that we attach to relationships, the emotions that we attach to experiences. Now, with this private client, I was working through a certain relationship, a significant relationship she has in her life, and she has attached perceived bad/negative emotions to this relationship. Now, I always say, and I've gotten into the habit of saying perceived bad because I want to reiterate the fact that emotions are not bad and they're not good. They're just emotions. And for a long, long time, I saw them as bad or good because that's how we've been conditioned, right? You know, anger, fear, guilt, shame, bad, in quotation marks, emotions. Joy, gratitude, love, happiness, etc., excitement, you know, coined as good emotions. And we want to feel those good emotions because that has a positive connotation. And then if we feel the other emotions, anger, shame, guilt, and so on, we don't want to feel because it's been perceived as bad and we tell our subconscious mind it's bad and it's in it. We should know better and we shouldn't feel these emotions. No. The first step to what I want to show you, share with you today is know that emotions are just emotions. They're feelings that come up inside of you and what you choose to perceive them as is how you are going to act out, react, have motives behind, your behavior will be inclined to reflect that and your attitude towards life. So first of all, start seeing your emotions as just emotions, right? Things that come up and don't ever be afraid to feel an emotion. That's the byproduct of that point is just because you may see guilt or fear or anger as bad don't shy away from feeling it, because when we feel it, we get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of understanding that I'm gonna dive into a little bit in a moment, but we get feedback from that emotion. And so one thing I was working with my client today was she had attached anger and frustration to a certain relationship in her life. And one of the questions was, how do I actually let go of this? How do I release this anger? And my first step, like I said, is feel it. Feel that anger. So what have you attached to? I want you right now, as you're listening, start to think of a relationship that may anger you or may make you sad or guilty or shame. You feel shame or an experience that has happened. It can be recent. It can be in the past. I want you to hold this in your mind. Just choose one relationship, experience, whatever it is, but only focus on one and start to feel those emotions right now. So is it an ex-partner? Are you feeling anger? Are you feeling shame? Are you feeling belittled? Are you feeling sadness? And I want you to start to feel that in your body. This is the first step to releasing emotions, is feeling it. What type of tension is coming up? Is your heart pounding a little faster? Do you feel like your throat is seizing up? You can't quite speak. Do you feel tears coming? Do you feel yourself shaking? Do you feel that you have that anxious feeling? Do you have a shortness of breath? It can be anything, right? Dizziness, fatigue. What is happening when you feel this emotion that you have attached and associated with this relationship or experience that you are now thinking of? What is coming up? And if you can, I would journal this, or I would pause, come back to this and journal, but I want you to write it down and I want you to think, okay, to this relationship, my ex lover, I feel anger. And when I'm feeling anger about this, I'm feeling tense in my heart. I feel a knot in my stomach and I start to feel a little bit dizzy. And I want you to look at that. Now, to move forward and to release what you were feeling, the next step to that is to ask yourself, how is this serving me? How is this emotion serving me? And I want you to be really, really honest with yourself. Now, I'm going to say that 99.999% of the time, those types of emotions that are perceived as negative, that are low vibrational emotions, I should say, will not influence your life in a positive way. They do not serve you. They do not bring value to your growth as a woman. They do not bring value to who you want to become and who you're moving forward to. So I just want you to think about that. So really get honest. Does that anger serve you? Does that guilt serve you? Write how it makes you feel and then write how it serves you. And like I said, 99.9% of the time, you will notice that it does not serve you. So then when you realize this and you realize how it's not serving you, I then want you to break it down and ask, okay, so ask yourself this. Am I going to continue holding on to this and attaching this emotion to this relationship or the experience, whatever you chose? Am I going to keep attaching it to that and holding on to what's currently happening? Because that attachment to the emotion, as I said, the example that we're playing with right now is, okay, you're angry at an ex-lover. Are you going to continue to attach that emotion to your ex-lover and it doesn't serve you? It is making you feel dizzy. It is making you feel you have a knot in your stomach, your heart beating fast. Are you going to hold on to that? And each time, I'm so sorry, you can probably right now hear noise in the background. I'm going to keep going. But each time that you start to realize it's not serving me, it's bringing up feelings that don't make me feel good physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, each time that you become aware of this, makes it that little step forward to start releasing it. Because what happens then? You start to break the cycle of just accepting, oh, I'm angry at my ex, and I'm going to feel this, and then something's going to trigger me, and I'm going to continue to be angry, right? That's the cycle. That's the pattern. But in doing this, you are creating self-awareness, which creates self-trust, which creates self-responsibility. And so when you do this, you are slowly releasing and changing the pattern. Remember that you are in control of the emotion you attach to the relationship or the experience. We don't like to hear that we are the blame because we like to blame other things and people. We like to blame whatever we can because blaming ourselves is not a nice feeling, right? It's confronting. It can almost feel like we're attacking ourselves. But I'm here to tell you that you are in control of what you choose. You are in control of exactly who you want to become. You are in control of how long you want to hold on to anger, sadness, shame, guilt, fear. And you are in control of what serves you and what does not serve you. Become aware of the reality that you are living and the cycles that you are living rather than being disconnected and detached. Instead of playing into the patterns and the cycles that you always have, become connected to what is bringing me closer to my highest self. What is bringing me value? What is serving me? What is making me feel good? And the more that we practice this, the more that we start to detach the emotions from a person or an experience and know that we can, yeah, we can feel that. We can get sad and angry at our ex lover. We can feel a bit of shame that we let a toxic relationship go on for so long. But then it's understanding, okay, working through this, what am I feeling? Does this feel good to me? No. Does this serve me? No. Does this bring me closer to my higher self? No. Does this bring me value? No. Once we start to learn this habit of working through detachment of emotions to relationships and experiences, the quicker and better we get at playing this out and stopping patterns from repeating, stopping cycles from going around and around. So my homework to you is to go away, think of all the things that are, think of all the emotions that are low vibrational that you attach to a person or an experience, and I want you to go work through it. I want you to literally go ask yourself, what's the emotion or emotions? What comes up physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? And is that serving you? And then is it bringing you to your highest self? And is it bringing you value? And if it's no, then this is what you need to work through each and every time to learn how to detach. You are in control and you do get to choose. The longer that you stay, again, with the example we're going with, an ex-lover, the longer that you stay in anger and frustration over the ex-lover, it's more, you are doing yourself a disservice more. You are hurting yourself more. You are only pulling yourself into a low vibrational state, emotional state, longer and longer and longer. You don't need to worry about the other person. This isn't about the other person or the experience. It's about you. It's about what you choose to control and asking yourself, and I'm asking you right now, are you in control of your life? Or are you allowing other people to control your life? Are you allowing other experiences to control your life? Or are you actually going to take control? So go do that journal work. If you have any questions, come slide into my DMs, come ask me. But this is something that I work through with my private client in Lifestyle by Design, which, by the way, applications are still open, and that will be in the show notes below. And I've said this before, but the application for Lifestyle by Design is a form of self-awareness in itself. So go fill it out and go work through what is coming up and to become self-aware and to take self-responsibility. But I'm going to leave you all with that. And I would love, love, love if you could leave me an iTunes review, rate me 5 stars, share it on your story, even go follow the podcast's Instagram. I totally went blank then. Podcast Instagram is just the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. And I would love the support in any way possible. But I appreciate all of you. And I will speak to you all next week. Bye. I'm not afraid to